This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The threat to international peace and security caused by terrorist acts and foreign terrorist fighters was discussed by the UN Security Council on Friday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon stressed that no country can tackle the challenge of terrorism alone.
Member states have to enhance their cooperation and exchange information, and develop effective border controls and strengthen their criminal justice systems in accordance with the rule of law and human rights standards.
Solutions to the problem of thousands of refugees and migrants who irregularly move by sea from the Bay of Bengal are being discussed at a special meeting of 17 Southeast Asian countries in Bangkok, Thailand. Spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency, William Spindler, says about 85,000 Rohingya and Bangladeshis have risked their lives on smuggler boats since 2014, and more than 1,000 have died at sea.
The issue came to a head this month with the discovery of mass graves in Thailand and Malaysia, believed to contain the remains of smuggling victims from Bangladesh and Myanmar.
The abolition of the death penalty in the state of Nebraska in the United States has been welcomed by the United Nations Human Rights Office in Geneva. Nebraska, which has not executed any inmate since 1997, on Wednesday became the 19th state in the country to abolish the death penalty. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has expressed the hope that it will be an example for other states of Colorado, Delaware, Montana, and Kansas, where the abolition of death penalty is being debated. Catherine Hasselberg, United Nations.